Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 3rd of November. British Airways boosted its financial firepower by agreeing to an extra £1 billion in UK export finance, adding to the resources available to its parent company, IAG. The new £1 billion UK export finance guarantee five-year credit facility is in addition to the £2 billion BA was granted in December 2020 and drew down in March 2021. IAG said that BA would not necessarily need to use the facility. Most airlines across the world have had to take on huge new loans to help them survive during the pandemic, but travel is now recovering. The Tourism Authority of Thailand has introduced the new Visit Thailand Year 2022 marketing campaign to delegates attending the Thai reopening press conference at the World Travel Market 2021 in London. Firstly, TAT will highlight tourism products and services that will awaken travellers' five senses, such as delicious Thai cuisine and the picturesque natural scenery that can be discovered all throughout the kingdom. The second phase, called The One You Love, TAT will focus on specific segments like families, couples, and friends, and invite them to create wonderful memories together in Thailand. And the third campaign, called The Earth We Care, will highlight how nature's chance to revitalize itself has increased ecotourism awareness among the world's travelers and how their behavior has impacted the environment. The Ryanair board is considering delisting its shares from the London Stock Exchange due to a lull in trading. Trading on the LSE has reduced materially, in part due to post-Brexit rules regarding shareholdings of EU businesses. The European Union has imposed rules that airlines are majority owned by EU nationals, and some UK investors were forced to sell shares to comply. The board is now considering the merits of retaining a listing on the LSE, although the airline has a primary listing in Dublin. It came as Ryanair reported its first pandemic net profit. It reported a £225 million net profit as travel restrictions were lifted in the UK and around Europe. The Australian government's global Do Not Travel advisory, which applied to all countries except New Zealand, has been lifted ahead of the removal of international border restrictions. The removal of the highest threat level has important ramifications for Australians wishing to go abroad, as most conventional travel insurance policies will not cover countries with a government Do Not Travel warning. Vaccinated Australians are able to leave the nation without seeking permission from the border force. Only New South Wales and Victoria, however, will permit Australians to return without entering quarantine as of that date. Under the recently proposed travel corridors, Australians would only be permitted to fly on designated, vaccinated-only planes and will be subjected to a PCR test upon arrival at their destination. They will have to isolate themselves until a negative test is confirmed. They must also have travel insurance that covers at least $30,000 in COVID-19-related medical expenses. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.